Dang it. What was I saying? The human dongle.
Oh, get your finger out of my eye.
Way better now that you've stopped touching it.
Yes, I was...
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Oh, so ready. Shing! Power Twins unite!
In the form of Aaron Barnes.
Shape of Scott Hazelwood.
What did I say form of? Is that right?
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. I can't remember.
Okay. I like it. Welcome back to Oakla Said. It's the official Oakla Ed podcast. You say it, we re-say it. How's that? That's a great tagline, right?
You said it first. We said it after you did.
We restate it, put our twists on it, and probably change your words all the way around. I am Aaron Barnes, and my Twitter handle is at ebarnes73, and you are Scott Hazelwood, and tell him your Twitter handle.
At teach from here.
All right. And this was an episode, who put this one together?
Oakla Ed. The official Oakla Ed. Folks,
the official at Oakla Ed folks.
So there's two or three people that have that manage that Twitter handle. So I'm not sure which one it was officially, but
all right. Well, the topic was on giving thanks, and it was right after Thanksgiving,
yes.
Day after Thanksgiving, yeah.
Well, it wouldn't have been the day after, Aaron, because...
Of course it would, because that's on a Thursday, and this chat happens on Sundays every
Thanksgiving,
week.
In most years, Thanksgiving is on a Thursday.
Yes, you're right. Totally right on that.
But yeah, it was that week. It was, I think it was right after the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. So
okay. Well, do you want to dive into this topic?
Yes, let's do it. It's always fun to be thankful.
It is. Question one, what are you thankful for this year? And so are you thankful for anything?
I'll tell you the biggie. I am thankful graduate school is done skis. I don't say that to...
Yeah.
I don't say that to like jab you with the needle, but that was a big lift off the shoulders. Like, you're getting there. So when your grad school is done, you'll be like, oh, man, I am thankful that is over.
Yeah. I am thankful for good leadership.
Oh, yeah.
For this year, it's been tricky for me. And I've got a really great boss who kind of helps me keep things into perspective. And so I am thankful for Jody Shoop.
All right. Way to go, Jody Shoop.
So... Colton_Mac, who is at Colton Mac 2 on the Twitters, he says, I am thankful for the emphasis that has been taught to me on all different types of students that I will be teaching. I am equally thankful for the involved professors at OU Education and the support from my fiance. Fiance, thank you for your support, because without another educator coming in here, it would be a really tough job. So thank you.
Word to the mugger. So I forgot to note, but this was coming from Edu Sanders, cool guy out of Del City. And he said, thankful for the education advocacy movement, more educators involved in the need to influence policy. Also, thankful for increased awareness of the effect trauma has on student outcomes and their families. We have to think outside the box to meet our students' needs.
Yes, we do.
BT Dubs, I just want to toss a little friendly shout out to our good friend Kristen Atchley, because really, after she took her role down there as the counselor person at OSDE, all this trauma-informed business started coming all over the place. So,
had you ever heard of trauma-informed really before she got in there?
I mean, I'd heard of ACEs.
Okay, well, I hadn't heard of Trauma Informed or ACEs, so.
But I haven't heard. I haven't heard it like I've been hearing it.
Not at all.
Only one thing has changed.
Right.
I mean, so.
That'll clue you in.
Yes.
on the amazing work she's been
that's
doing.
That's right. Question el numero dos.
Sure.
How have you been a blessing to your district organization this year?
Oh, man, that's a hard one because I am pretty rough around the edges, Scotty.
What?
Don't act surprised. I question authority. I want to know why. And so I'm probably pretty tough to deal with. But I would like to think that I'm a blessing for finding things that most people wouldn't find. How's that? You're welcome, Epic Charter Schools. No, I'm just kidding.
Boy, have I got a question for you guys, because I just found, whew, we need to have a meeting.
Who?
No, I don't know, you. finding stuff. Were you like digging under the couches for some coins? Are you drinking? Are you drinking while we are recording?
I'm not allowed to. I've got a parched throat. Like, I'm parched here.
Our poor listeners are going to hear your throat noises now. From hold on, let me get my.
Sorry, poor listeners. I was parched. Okay, so you were saying yes. I was digging into the virtual epic couch, looking. And pencils and anything else I could find. And I just happened to wander into questions, that's all.
Guys, you'll not believe what's down here. Come on!
Yeah. And I usually am met with, Aaron, would you just focus on what you focus on? Like,
we have the couch cushions arranged so that you won't dig under them, Aaron.
Well, the couch cushions are pretty new. And
oh, anyway. Goodness. That's funny. Who'd you pick?
Yes. I picked Stephanie Hinton on this one. She is at the Steph Hinton. She says, we were able to expand our child care program for our parenting teens. Received grants to increase our PAT.
Pat.
Parent and teacher program.
Sometimes acronyms are a struggle for us, and this may even be an Oklahoma City Schools specific acronym, so okay, we'll leave it at Pat.
Expanded our early birds reach and have invested more time in classrooms to ensure quality instruction. It's been a great year. Mm-hmm. And I would say, golly, that would have been a great year.
Yeah, that was a pretty epic year, actually. I chose Christmas Actually, who is actually at Kristen Atchley, and she spelled Christmas with a K, and like the Christ part of Kristen was, and then Actually became Actually.
Yeah, I got it.
Do you get it? I got it. With Christmas trees.
What'd she say?
Oh, she said, hey now. This isn't easy. Hopefully, I've given counselors a voice in Okla Ed and brought more awareness to what our state has experienced with ACEs and trauma. It's been quite a year. Hello, we just said that about you. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, question three. What makes you most thankful about being an educator and choosing this profession? Man alive. I mean, the eyes that look at you for like, oh, that's what that means? Or, you know, the light bulb moments, like, those are priceless. And I've had a really good time leading my teachers down that road of actualization as well.
You used some really fancy pants word there. Actual.
Just being able to recognize their own capacity, their own abilities. I like being able to teach them things that they didn't know they already know. Mm-hmm. And just ways to make the process better.
Bam.
I like to teach them how to look under the virtual couch.
This is how you lift up the couch cushion. This is how you ask a question about why is that there? I went with good old Chong Seelor. He's at Chong 2087, and there's a whole bunch of school districts that should have hired him, but one special one did. He said, I did not choose this profession. It chose me, and I do not regret it one bit. I am thankful for all of the amazing Okla Ed people on Twitter. Keep up the great work. Thank you for paving the way for us newer teachers.
Man, thank you, Chong.
God, love that guy. One of these days, we're going to get to meet him in IRL, Aaron.
Yeah.
And it'll be epic.
Or maybe he can host a Twitter chat.
Chong.
I'm just saying.
Chong.
I'm just saying.
Host, we know you listen.
We know you listen. We know you participate.
That's right.
It's time to...
That's two out of three. You're only missing one thing.
That's right. All right.
Question four. Take a moment and thank a few of your Okla Ed and Twitter PLN for helping you grow as an educator this year. These questions are so hard.
These questions.
Like, you're going to leave somebody out, right?
Exactly.
So I will just say I look for the all-encompassing, I love everybody tweet when I see these.
I love everybody. Mr. Adam Rogers said, too many names to put down. Hate to miss anyone. So I'll just say everyone. Who'd you choose?
Ditto. I didn't choose. not ditto, I chose Adam. But ditto that I went with Abby Hall, and she's at Abs M Hall. She said, I know for a fact that I wouldn't be half the person I am today if it weren't for my previous and current Okla Ed educators. I have nothing but positive experiences with every single teacher that I've had. They are the reason I am pursuing this career. I am so thankful.
Aw.
Yeah.
Well, question five. Give an example of when your district or organization has made you feel appreciated. Well, okay, so we just...
Clinton doesn't count. You can't talk about Clinton.
I'm not. I'm talking about Epic. No,
because you know Clinton every year at Christmas gives us a bonus
stipend. I do. And I thought I saw a new district do that. Maybe somebody else jumped on their stipending bandwagon, which is awesome.
Okay.
Epic does an award ceremony, and we just had ours yesterday, and man alive, it's amazing. They give platinum records
away. I see that you're sitting in front of yours.
Teachers. Oh, yeah, there's five of them up there between my husband and I.
Somebody's an amazing person.
It's Travis.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so... It's pretty awesome. They feed us, and there's a keynote speaker, and then an award ceremony. So it's really great. They recognize the hard work that teachers do.
Very cool.
Yeah. I went with Christy Cooper here. She is at ChrisCoop80 on the Twitters. She says, trusting me this year with this new position. And boy, that trust is huge. I'd take it any day of the week.
Please trust me.
Just trust me.
I think Christy Cooper is one of those you can trust, though.
I think so. I think she's proven herself, and that's probably why
yes.
she was given so much rope this year.
Potentially, yes. And then I went and picked one of those Clinton folks, Vicky Donnelly, who is at Donnelly Vicky, and she said, massive bonuses. That's what she said, massive.
She said more.
Substantial supplies, belief in our profession, pride for our profession, asking me to serve on committees, superintendent coming to my classroom multiple times, board members appreciating my service, students thanking me, parents appreciating me. Need I go on? Yeah, if you want those experiences, please email humanresources@clintonpublicschools.com. You too can experience what Vicky has experienced. Are we distracting you, Aaron?
Yep. This is so distracting. Question six.
So Thanksgiving can be a stressful time for some students. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It can be a reminder. How can we make them feel appreciated when we return?
So yell their names when they enter the door. Max, Jimmy, Billy Bob, you know, like.
Do you really have a Billy Bob, though?
I don't have a Jimmy either. No. I'm just yelling out names, and they all happen to be boys. I don't know. Jill.
Any boys named Sue?
Sue! when they walk through the door, I'm usually really stoked to see them again. So I yell their name in exclamation, and that's it. Yeah.
I enjoy seeing students after a break as well. Try and greet them out the door with a fist bump or something.
Yes. Dude. Nan? Schuchman? I'm so sorry.
I hope it's not Suckman.
Is it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Scooch? Scoochman?
Let us know.
Okay,
let
Nan.
Let us know how to pronounce your name.
with an at, which is completely different.
Twitter. I know, at Jeffy Pet Trainer on the Twitter sphere, which is awesome. He says, give hugs, smiles, let them have time to talk to each other, and welcome them as they walk into the building, letting them know that I have missed them and thought about them over the break. And mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah, that was a good one. That. I went with Rachel Bateman. She's at Miss Batemath. She said, instead of letting the pressure of the end of the semester show, keep students relaxed and let them know they are always the priority. Incorporate different cultures into your activities as winter quickly approaches.
Man, it's so quickly. Like, we are now approaching the next break, you know, as yeah. we're recording this. And right. I mean, I remember the stress of between the Thanksgiving and, you know, Christmas break. And I was like, oh my gosh, please. You know, I've got so much to do in this couple of weeks. And
like, how are we going to do this?
I know. And you can't let your kids see it. You just can't. Mm. That was a great reminder, Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Question 7. With teacher shortage, what has your district done to show teachers they are appreciated and valued? Has retention increased? That's a good question. I really want to know the answer to that question. I went with Dr. April Grace on this one, and she is at Shawnee Sup.
Sup.
Sup. We continue to find ways to be supportive. We got community partners for over 200 classrooms. We got community partners for over 200 classrooms for $300 plus in supplies. We did $250 in room money for teacher for supplies. We always find ways to do more. A daycare is next on my list.
That would be pretty amazeballs.
Yeah, no, and I had inquired, I was like, is that for, you know, teachers? Is that for students? And she's like, they've already got something in place for students. They want to do something for the teachers.
I mean, childcare is dang expensive. So.
It's so dang. I mean, honestly, whenever I was in education before, I quit because most of my paycheck was going to go to daycare. And yeah. So it just seemed better for me to quit and stay home and raise kids than to let somebody else raise them for my entire paycheck.
Right.
So
yeah, if you could help your teachers out by providing daycare that was sponsored by the school, boom.
Yeah, for sure.
I went with Terry Saul EDD, and he is at Saul02_Terry. He said, personally, I am doing more walks of gratitude, telling our people face-to-face how much what they do matters to our, and I didn't get the last word, but I'm going to bet to our district.
Just type in.
Just had district. A little oopsie-doo, so...
He's right now looking it up. He's going to try to find out what was said, which is a good reason to add those little pieces of information.
Go rate this on iTunes. If this episode doesn't earn you a 5 stars, nothing will.
So what did he say?
So he said, telling our people face-to-face how much what they do matters to our Come Soar With Us, # Come Soar With Us daily mission.
Oh, very good. Yeah. And see, that's even more than district. Yeah, I like it.
That's way better. Question 8. Who are you going to personally thank in the coming weeks for going above and beyond for Okla Ed?
And this is one of those.
Don't leave out any names.
But I did pick one because I think this gal does so much for education. Mm-hmm. Stevie Stevens, who is at Teacher Steves on the Twitter, said, thank you at Dr. Terry C for preparing to teach with technology. Thank you to all my past teachers. Thank you to my dad for encouraging me and supporting me along my journey to be an educator. He is what I hope to be as an educator. And I really thought that was sweet.
Yeah, that's fun. I went with old Dina Rogers here. She's at Dina_Rogers. She said, I am not good at it, but would like to find a way to be more thankful with our parents. We currently make positive referral phone calls, but I am open to ideas. And I like that because it's just nice to know sometimes as a parent that your kid didn't mess up.
Right, right.
I mean, my kids generally are pretty good, but about the only time that we're notified of anything is when there's been an oops on the child's part.
Right.
And I'm not complaining. I'm just saying. So I could appreciate her tweet.
I like that tweet
Yeah.
too. Well, question 9. Share your favorite Thanksgiving memory. And I have no memories at all.
So, man, it must be weird when you get together at holiday time. Remember that one year when we did the thing? Nope, no memories.
Nope.
I have no idea.
I've got no clue.
I went with Melinda Parks here. She's at McCap Sparks. She said, I giggled all the way through this. She said,
You can't stop giggling now.
okay, it's so hilarious. Like, who does this happen to? It happened to Melinda. She said that one year we hosted Thanksgiving in Knoxville and our stove went out Wednesday night. So we loaded everyone up the next morning and drove to a friend's house that we were watching while they were out of town and had Thanksgiving there. So, hashtag awkward family moments. Like, well, we're watching the neighbors up the road. Okay, come on, everybody.
Let's go.
Hope they cleaned.
Where do you keep the toilet paper? I don't know. Look through all the cabinets.
Oh, I giggled the whole time, and when I read that, I was like, oh my gosh, that is hilarious.
That would be so funny. Well, who'd you pick for your boom
so
sauce?
So for my boom sauce, it was Christmas Actually, which is Kristen Ashley.
Yes.
She said, now this was in answer to question 6, so we'll just refresh what question 6 was. Question 6 said, Thanksgiving can be a stressful time for students. How can we make them feel appreciated when we return? And Christmas Actually said, don't assume a good opener is, how was your break? Maybe something like, glad we are back together. I missed you guys. Man,
yeah.
She's always thinking about appropriate ways to not remind everybody that you had a situation.
No, and so I did ask a student once, how was your break?
And
guess what I got?
You got a how sucky it was answer?
Well, dad was arrested.
Yes.
And so, like, oh, okay.
And my dad was too. It was
Ouch.
Weird.
Who doesn't get a dad arrested over the break?
All right. You want a donut?
Math? You want a math now?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, with the best of intentions, the wrong question just comes charging right out.
Right. Yeah, no, I really like the ways to be intentional, and you can get way more out of, I'm glad you're back together, I missed you, than, I mean, sometimes you ask a question that open-ended, you're going to get a real railroaded of an answer, you know?
Sometimes kids just answer questions when you ask them.
Yeah, right?
So.
That's kind of what we've been teaching them to do.
That's what we hope they do. Okay, so there you go. Giving thanks.
Yep. So, Botball Robotics is hosting our next episode.
Yes.
They are talking about the computer science-y stuff.
Yes. Yes.
So,
I'm excited to hear more. Yeah.
And so, if you haven't joined in on the Okla Ed Twitter chat, you can do that by tuning in on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And you are going to put in the little search bar hashtag, which is the pounds or the number sign, Okla Ed or the tic-tac-toe sign.
Ooh, yeah,
and you're going to put in Okla Ed and you're going to look for latest tweets and you're just going to start answering questions. That's what you're going to do.
It's really easy. We're using our Jedi mind trick here. You will participate in Okla Ed. You will leave a 5-star review for the Okla Ed podcast.
You will subscribe to this podcast.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
Oh, all right.
All right. Why are you pointing at me like, ow, ow, you're jabbing me.
Say it.
Okay. Can you tell me what it is? Let me get some.
So it goes like this. All right, educators.
That pen
didn't
work.
You know what to do. Go out and dominate the world.
Let me find a pen. I got new digs. Let me find a pen. All right, hold on. Okay.
All right. No, all right.
Dang. Okay. Nah,
all right.
Shoot. All right, educators. You know what to do. Go out and dominate the world.
Let me see your identification.
You don't need to see his identification.
We don't need to see his identification.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
These aren't the droids we're looking for.
He can go about his business.
You can go about your business.
Move along.
Move along. Move along.
We're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma. Oklahoma.